It's NBA draft day. We'll get to some Tiger stuff next hour. I got to tell you, things are percolating with Dylan Larkin. Still Dusty May fallout coming in. It's a busy, busy day here at 97.1, and for us at least from 10 to 2. Here we go. Regarding the Pistons and the draft from an unnamed texter, I'm giving Trajan the offseason, but I'll be shocked if he makes a splash. If/once he doesn't, he's lumped with every other GM in this town, too scared to make moves. This is a poverty sports city. I mean, look, dude, if first of all, I don't know that anybody is scared to make moves. Okay. I think the one report that leads credence to somebody overvaluing their own prospects, overvaluing their own guys, might be Steve Yzerman related. And I have concerns about Yzerman. I think that people have unrealistic, grandiose expectations of what you can do in a cap league. And so, and that does include the NHL. When it comes to Major League Baseball, there is no cap. And I'm still formulating how I feel about Harris because when it comes to trades, not been impressed. I think he has a draft class that could be elite when it's all said and done, but the book's still out on Harris. But I think people don't appreciate how much the cap can limit what you can and can't do. And where one of the ways it manifests itself is you have to make ends meet, And so draft picks become cheaper alternatives to expensive players the teams covet because they have to pay their high-end guys. But that, you know, it's funny because I go back and I look at trade deadlines and how they're interpreted in other towns. And I mean, one of the years that when Philly won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, they were considered a big loser at the trade deadline because they didn't make a big splash. They didn't do anything and they won the Super Bowl. But hey, look, I know it's a common theme. It's probably replaced play calling as the number one complaint we get in Detroit, is that our teams aren't aggressive enough.
Yeah, I think you're accurate on that. I think people have complained about every GM in town.
They're completely unrelated too. You shouldn't want one GM to make a move because a GM in another sport didn't.
No, it's coincidental is what it is.
It's a total coincidence, Gator. Yeah. Like we just happen to have four GMs that kind of think similarly, right?
They do, and I think that they're all capable of making a big move when they want to make a big move, but it's not necessarily the big move you're expecting. Like, I mean, Brad Holmes has moved up in the draft in the first round.
Plenty of times.
I mean, he's done it, right? But they haven't done the F them picks move like other teams have, so he's a failure. You know, Steve Yzerman went out and got Alex DeBrincat, but he hasn't done anything really of substance to the trade deadline, you know, all due respect to what he did this year, but it's, you know, Justin Falk wasn't the big move that people wanted to see. We haven't seen from Scott Harris. What's the big signing? You know, Framber Valdez is a big signing, but I feel like people didn't care about it, and they're not recognizing what a big signing that is.
No.
And now here we are with Trajan Langdon. You know, all he did was get guys that were professionals to come to this team and lift them from 14 to 44 to 60 wins. But it's not the big splash move, so they must not be doing it.
I'm trying to think back to like last baseball trade deadline when, you know, who we want. We wanted Bednar, the reliever. Well, what if the asking price was McGonagall? And the Tigers are like, well, we think he's going to be a cornerstone. We're not ready to do that.
Right, Mason Miller.
Mason Miller would have cost you, given what they got, Clark, McGonagall, and stuff. The Padres emptied their system.
Padres gave everything.
But
they don't. Fans don't care about what you had to give up. No, okay, the end result was
right.
The GMs didn't do anything.
That's true,
and that's what they're bitching about.
Right, because the fans can also, because there's no accountability, they can come back and say, well, because if it doesn't work out, what did you do that for?
Well, yeah, but I mean, the moves were like even Suarez though. Remember at the trade deadline, that was a huge name that would not stop. Like, hey, need a bat, go get Suarez. Didn't happen.
Next, Dax, unless the Pistons address shooting at the center position, they're going to struggle against elite teams of bigs that can actually stretch the floor. I wish we could acquire or develop a player similar to Karl Anthony Towns. That's from Troy and Woodhaven. Troy, I'm not sure they're related. First of all, do I wish they could acquire or develop a player like Karl Anthony Towns? Yes. Unless the Pistons address shooting at the center position, they're going to struggle against elite teams with bigs that can actually stretch the floor. No, they just won't. Their big won't stretch the floor. He'll defend the guy that stretches the floor. But I don't quite get, I don't think it's an A then B statement. But yes, I would take a player like Karl Anthony Towns in a heartbeat, sure.
He was the first overall pick, by the way.
Right. Stay at 21 and take Bennett Sturts. Basically, he is Tyler Hero. Well, that's a strong comparison. And if he turns out to be the next Tyler Hero, because I'm getting over Tyler Hero not coming to Detroit.
No.
I'm getting over it.
You sure?
I'm not clicking on the link.
I mean,
yet.
Just saying that it's not done. I mean, he hasn't donned that uniform yet. He's not playing in Milwaukee just yet.
Next text. The Pistons will not be looking to trade up for Sturts.
I don't know. I think he's a guy that could fall to him.
Yeah, I don't think anybody.
Maybe not fall. He's just there.
Did somebody speculate? Did you say they would trade up for Sturts?
I didn't say they trade up for him. I said that's who I think they're going to pick at 21.
Yeah, I didn't
think he's there.
Yeah, I agree. If they draft at 21, I shoot the boot guarantee. They are running it back with the same guys, the Detroit way. That's from Chris in Lake Orion. Okay. They still have. I mean, look, the most likely path to getting Trey Murphy or Michael Porter Jr., two of the bigger names that would really be big at ads, the most likely way is through multiple draft picks. Three first-round draft picks and Ron Holland. That kind of deal. Might even take four first-round draft picks, which would be every other year for the next 7 years. So that you might be right on that, Chris. I'm not sure, but you might be right on that. I love that pick at 21 as an asset that can be moved in a big trade. So I would imagine that both New Orleans and Brooklyn would want the immediate return on that. So it probably leads to more speculation that they aren't making that big a trade, but it's still possible because they have all their draft picks for the next several seasons. Like they could still move future ones. But if I were in Brooklyn, and his point is valid, if I were in Brooklyn and New Orleans, I would want that pick at 21 coming my direction. So there might be some truth to that. If Cameron Carr is a possibility, that would be my guy. He has all the tools to be a star. I'd move up to get him. Well, you mentioned him a little bit earlier.
Yeah. The book on him, according to The Athletic, terrific three-point shooter and attacker. Needs to get stronger and more active on defense.
Does he finish above the rim?
That's his attacker. He's 6'4". I imagine he does. He can't finish above the rim.
Yeah. I'm just still laughing at my guys. Alan Graves finishes below the rim. Most unathletic, underwhelming player in my top 30.
Finishes below the rim is great.
248-539-9797. What do you want to go down? Here's the story that Bobby sent me. The Bucks still have work to do, as league sources say. It remains unclear if Tyler Hero will remain with the team. Oh. While there is interest in making the Milwaukee native part of a hometown program, sources say the Bucks will also listen to offers for the 26-year-old All-Star. Hero's believed to have a robust market with the Detroit Pistons among the many teams interested in him. Since a trade won't be finalized until July 6, it remains possible for additional teams to take part in final construction.
Bobby didn't write this, right?
Bobby didn't write this. He cut and pasted it from a story in The Athletic from Sam Amick. I suppose I can rekindle my hopes just as I was trying to get over it.
What would you be willing to give up for Tyler Hero, Doug? Now that it's a straight up, you know, you just talking Milwaukee, you don't have to be the third team.
They just gave up Bobby Portis. Would they be interested in Isaiah Stewart to bring some toughness back? Is that a realistic deal?
Just straight up player for player?
Yep.
I think they want draft capital. That's why... I mean, it looks like they're in a rebuild mode now.
Yeah, maybe it's Isaiah Stewart in a future pick. I don't know if I'd give him this year's pick in Isaiah Stewart.
And would you, like, now here's the other problem with Tyler Hero. He's only got one year left in his contract. Yeah, so either you're going to extend him or this is just a one-year rental.
Look, I'm trying to win a championship.
There you go. Oh, you're the guy? We found the guy, Gator.
It's a kind of a pet peeve of ours when someone calls the show just to explain when we question stuff. We get hit with, I'm trying to win a championship. Yeah, it's a challenge because you got to fit him under the cap in the future. And
didn't realize he was a Milwaukee guy, though.
Hey, he's from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So it would be a go for it more type of move. If you don't love him. I understand it. I just think he's a little bit better than Duncan Robinson at just about everything. So 248-539-9797. Phone calls and feedback, NBA draft. Next hour, let's get into the Tigers. Because this team, man.
These guys.
What they do to you between like stretches of play where they look awful and stretches of play that they look like they could contend. And what did Dirt Cam say to Jazz Chisholm? It's Carson Anderson. We got open lines. You're on a Tuesday, 248-539-9797.